Well, hello there. I don't think I've seen you around before. Mind if I join you? Well, I don't actually care if you mind or not. Oh my, such animosity. It has been a while since someone actually glared at me. Must know better. You really need to learn to relax. Look around you. Out of all the beings that could have come to sit with you, am I not by far the most pleasant-looking? A man of few words, aren't you? That's fine. I'm used to doing most of the talking. I tend to have quite an effect on humans. They seem to be struck speechless around me. I'm not sure if they get hopelessly lost in my eyes, or if they just like the sound of my voice too much to say anything themselves. I can tell you are the same. That you want nothing more than to look into my eyes. To listen to my voice. As I thought, human is not quite right, is it? My little roiling bundle of rage, you're practically growling at me. Yes. It is pretty obvious what you are. As I live nor breathe, an actual werewolf pup. Freshly turned too. You haven't even transformed yet, have you? Well, then you are still just a human. To me, at least. Human. I wonder, have you figured out what I am yet? No? Too busy admiring my eyes to notice the fangs, huh? Yes, vampire. Don't worry, I'm not going to bite you. I prefer human blood. Fully human. Look at me. Relax. I promise I'm not going to drink your blood. You can trust me on that one. What brings you here anyway? If you were looking for some fellow werewolves to teach you the ropes, I'm afraid you won't have much luck here. Not many of them left. It's that entire flying off into a bloody rampage every full moon that you're kinda so fond of doing. Killing you before you turn into near-immortal slabs of muscle just makes good sense when you think about it. What did I just tell you? Relax. Look at me. Look into my eyes. Breathe. Relax. Do you really think I would tell you this if I meant to do you harm? My point is that you should be more careful about where you go, whom you trust. The world is a dangerous place for a werewolf pup. If you manage to survive until your first full moon, you will become one of the most powerful beings around. A giant bundle of sheer muscle, with razor-sharp claws, jaws that can effortlessly crush bone, not to mention an excellent sense of hearing and smell. And worst of all, usually completely mad with blinding rage. There is nothing scarier than a full-fledged werewolf on a rampage. But until you transform for the first time, you are vulnerable, and you will be hunted. I understand the risk you pose, but I know what it is like to awake as something else. To be all alone. To have to figure everything out yourself. To... So believe me when I say that I sympathize. I'd like to be someone whom you can trust. I could keep you safe, teach you what you need to know, and most importantly, I think I could help with, you know, with your anger management issues. We vampires are pretty good at relaxing people. We have to, if we don't want our prey to make a scene when we feed. I'd be willing to give it a shot, at least. Well, it's up to you. I'm going home. You're free to come along, or if you want to try to survive on your own, you'll come with me. Good. I'm glad that you trust me. Let's get going, then. Here we are. This is me. Come, let's not waste any time. I'd like to get this over with as soon as possible. Now get comfortable on the bed, will you? Of course I sleep in a bed. Good Lord, do you have any idea how uncomfortable a coffin would be? I cannot believe how gullible you are. Now, just lie on your back and prop yourself up against the pillows. I'm going to be putting you into a trance, all right? And don't worry, it's very pleasant. Like a floaty feeling. You will feel incredibly calm and relaxed. Hopefully relaxed enough not to go into a bloodthirsty rampage. And I can teach you how to go into this trance by yourself, so you can do it before every full moon. Sounds good? There is just one catch, though. Your animal instincts will probably tell you to fight this. Worst case, you could even fly into a rage and turn into a monster. You could really hurt me. So I need you to control yourself, all right? I need you to hold back the animal inside while I work my magic. It's the only way we'll be able to pull this off. Are you sure you are up for it? All right then, I trust you. Now let's get started. Let me just climb right on top of you. There we go. It works better when I'm really close. So just relax. Take a deep breath in. And let it out. Good. Now, look into my eyes. Yes. Focus on me. Focus on my eyes. On my voice. Do not everything else. Nothing else matters. Only my eyes. And only my voice. Listen to me. I want you to go into a trance. Say it to yourself. I want to go into a trance. That's it. Good doggy. It's the only thing that matters. The only thing that is true. You want to go into this trance. Look deeply into my eyes. Yes. My eyes are so beautiful, mesmerizing, dazzling, enthralling. Fall into them. You want to fall into my eyes. You trust me. You believe me. Look deeper. Deeper into my eyes. You want to go deeper. My eyes are all you can see. Glittering and shimmering, dancing before you, like a fire. So warm and so comforting, entrancing, captivating, alluring, dangerous. Focus. Focus on my eyes. Feel my eyes pulling you in, pulling you down. Let go. Give in. You want to let go. Let yourself drift away. Let go. That's it. That's a good boy. Completely loose and untethered now. Carried along by the sound of my voice. Your thoughts, your wants, your will, all floating away. Draining away. Being swallowed by my eyes. You don't need any of it anymore. Not when you have me to tell you what to think. To tell you what you want. To feel so good losing yourself in my eyes. You want this. You want to submit. You want to obey. What's that? Is something wrong? Help. But I am helping you. I am helping you. Just look into my eyes. Everything is perfectly fine. You want this. You want to give in. You want to submit. You want to obey. Shh. Stop thinking. You don't need to think. You only need to obey. Shh. It's all right. You want this. Give in. Sink. Submit. Obey. Relax, it will all be over soon. Look into my eyes.
Look into my eyes. When I snap my fingers, you will listen and you will obey. 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back, my little werewolf thrall. Oh yes, you are my thrall now. I'm a vampire, after all. Making obedient thralls is what vampires do. What? Did you really think you could actually trust me? Why? Just because I have a pretty face? A nice voice? Because of my gorgeous eyes, perhaps? So naive. You could have walked away at any moment, you know. But you just could not get enough of me, could you? You just had to keep listening. But I suppose I should thank you for your cooperation. It's impossible to hypnotize a werewolf against their will, after all. It just angers them. I couldn't have pulled it off without your help, not in a million years. Does that make you furious? Knowing that I tricked you. Knowing that you only have yourself to blame for your current predicament. Of course it doesn't. Because I'm your mistress. If I tell you to stay calm, then you stay calm. Good boy. See? I told you I could help you with your anger management issues. And I'm not even done yet. Strip. Get naked for me. You see, I've already had a pretty good hold on your mind, but I'm not sure it's strong enough to keep you in control when you transform. I need to own you completely if I'm going to save you from yourself. So I'm going to hypnotize you again. When your mind is at its most vulnerable and really dig in my claws. I suppose you've already guessed what that is. Uh-huh. During that nice, warm, post-orgasm glow. So, there are two ways we can do this. I could make you stroke yourself, of course, but what I really would like to do is fuck your brains out. But I won't force myself on you. No. I may be a vampire, but I'm not a monster. If we are going to have sex together, it's going to be because that's what you choose. You should cherish it. It's the last decision you will make in quite a while. How about it? Is it all right if I take care of you? That's yes, mistress, to you. I was hoping you would say that. And it's for such a good cause, too. Since you're already lying on your back, I guess I will just have to ride you. Let me just slip out of my clothes, too. Well, like what you see? I can see that you do. Already nice and hard. If you keep being such a good boy, maybe I will even let you put your grubby paws on these magnificent tits of mine. All right, now stay still while I mount you. Oh, there we go. Put your hands on my waist. Good boy, already so obedient, and I've barely even started to train you. Now let me just slide up and down on your shaft. I'm impressed. You can move, you know, if you want it. Oh, I forgot how nice this could be. It's been a while. What are you? Your mouth. around my nipple. You... Oh, no, 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 no. Keep doing that. Oh, God, yes. Yes. Oh, yes, yes. Thrust up into me. Buck your hips against me. Oh, my Lord, you are an animal. Figuratively. Oh, wait. Let me take hold of your head and bury your face between my breasts. You like that? Your face between my tits. Yes, I thought you might. Oh, fuck, you feel so good. You feel so good inside of me. Come here, kiss me. Good boy. Keep going. More. Harder. Oh, yes, just like that. Oh, you're such a good doggy for me. Oh, but you are already close, aren't you? Oh, well then. To business. Look at me. Into my eyes. Let go. Give in. Submit. Obey. Yes. Such a good obedient boy. Yes. Come for me. Be good for me. Be good for your mistress. Oh, fuck. That's it. That's it. Now come for me. Come. Come. Come on. Come. Oh. Oh. Good doggy. Good boy. Now listen. And obey. All done. No. That wasn't so bad, no was it? Now scoot over. I want to rest my head on your chest. Oh. This is nice. You make for a good pillow, you know. I bet you'd make an even better one when you're all covered in fur. Fuck me, I actually had fun, you know. With a human. Well, kind of, you know. You too? Good. I'm glad. To be honest, I wasn't expecting any initiative or much enthusiasm from you. Look, I got a bit carried away. What with the whole mistress thing. And I know I took things much farther than I told you I would. But I'm not actually planning to force you into anything. It's more of a failsafe. I will even let you walk out the door if that is what you want. Although, I was kind of hoping that you might want to stick around with me. Out of your own free will, of course. I could tell some part of you enjoyed what I did to you. Having me wrest control away from you. You enjoyed it a lot, actually. It's nothing to be ashamed about. We could explore that part of you some more. Together. If you'd like. So if you would like to stay with me and see where it leads us, I think I would like that very, very much. Don't worry, I won't hypnotize you ever again. Not unless you ask me really, really nicely.